The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, today marks the 45th anniversary of the Islamic Revolution, and according to that, we listen to a short part of the speech by Sayyid Muhammad Hashemi under the title, What Did Imam Khomeini Give Us Through the Islamic Revolution?
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وصلى الله على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وآله الطاهرين. I say congratulations on the Eid of the victory of the Islamic Revolution. It's a blessing day for all the Muslims. I wanted to talk tonight about what Imam Khomeini gave us with the Islamic Revolution. Gave what he gave Iranian people, Islamic Ummah, and even the human beings in the modern age. You know, if you want to understand Islamic Revolution, it is necessary to know what happened before Islamic Revolution. And I'm going to make it very short. Before Islamic Revolution, Iranian people were suffering with a disastrous disease. And that was the crisis and disease of identity. You know, after the modernization of Iran, after the Pahlavi lineage came to office and they controlled everything in Iran, they tried to change the culture and the background of Iranian people's identity. So they started to so-called modernize everything, and not the good points of the modernism, all the bad and the problems and immoralities of the modernism. And they also tried to substitute the Islamic culture and identity of Iranian people with the pre-Islamic history of Iran, which is not necessarily a bad thing, but they did this because they wanted to remove and erase Islam and the reality of Islam from minds and hearts of people. It was so important. So we really, Iranian people, were struggling with the problem of identity. And it didn't confine to Iranian people. You know, in the Islamic Ummah, you see in Iraq, in Palestine, in Persian Gulf states, all around the Islamic world, you see that people were struggling with this. The identity of modernism, the identity of nationalism, the identity of Marxism, the identity of all those identities. And they could not reconcile all the identities together, and it made them separated. So they had Islamic state. You in that time, you had Islamic states, separated nations with their flags and emblems and everything. Even in Palestine, when people were fighting against the occupation, many of them, they fought against occupation under the flag of communism or Marxism. The great miracle of Imam Khomeini was that he gave us a new identity based on Islam. He told us that you can live like a Muslim, have an Islamic conception, have the Islamic identity in the modern age. He said that you can have a spirituality in the modern age. He told us that you can be one, Iranian people. You can be one. You know, in the Islamic Revolution, all those groups and all those sects and all those people, they were under the flag of Imam Khomeini. And what was the flag of Imam Khomeini? It was La ilaha illallah. Okay, all the Iranian groups and people, because many groups were fighting Shah and the regime of Shah. So it was the first thing that Imam Khomeini gave us. And you know, it was miraculous. Because if it weren't because of that, we wouldn't have any Islamic Revolution. We wouldn't have any uprising. It wouldn't happen because it made all the people united to fight against the will of Shah, the will of Western powers, the will of Istikbar, as we call.
Why Khomeini? Why is it that we talk about Imam Khomeini Rizwanullah Ta'ala Alayh more than other great ulama? What is so special about him? Brothers and sisters, he did not only acquire knowledge, he also nurtured the pain for the ummah in his heart. It's one thing to be good in dars, but it's another thing to have dard. Khomeini not only had dars, but he also had dard. He had pain. His heart was filled with pain for the Ummah. This is who Khomeini was. He was not just sitting and reading his books and giving dars or taking dars. This is not the Khomeini. He had the pain for the Ummah. He was not indifferent when it came to the issues of the Muslim Ummah. In his time, look at Palestine, look at Lebanon, and then go look at Saif Imam, what he has said about those things, how Hezbollah got created, who trained them. Go and look, go research. Imam Khomeini could have just stayed in Hoza, do his, you know, fiqh and usul, and that's it, right? One can argue that that was his responsibility. He's fulfilling his responsibility. No, brothers and sisters, this pain for the Muslim Ummah, for the Mustazafeen, for the oppressed people of the world, not just Muslims, even non-Muslims, again, a long topic. This was prevalent in Imam Khomeini's heart. His heart was filled with this pain. It would not let him sit. He had to act against the oppressors. This is why Khomeini.
Just after the revolution, the first visitor of Iran was who? Was Yasser Arafat. The head of Palestinian movement. We know Yasser Arafat then betrayed the cause of Palestine. But in that time, he was the head and he was the symbol of the resistance against Israelis. He saw that identity, that life that he could sense in the Islamic Revolution can help them to resist against Israel, can help them to resist against occupation. So Imam Khomeini, in the second stage, he gave all those people the identity of Islam, the identity that you can live under the flag of La ilaha illallah, no matter in Pakistan or Afghanistan or Iran or Iraq or Lebanon or wherever you live. And that was the idea of the unity of Islamic Ummah. And it was so dangerous for Western powers. Even until now, they do everything to prevent this from happening. And in the third stage, it is so interesting. Imam Khomeini, in many of his letters and sermons, he doesn't just talk to Muslim people or Iranian people. He talked to the world. He always talks to the freedom seekers, justice seekers in the world. So, you know, in the last years of his life, he wrote a letter to the head of the Soviet Union, Mr. Gorbachev. In that letter, he told him that if you want the prosperity of the Russia, of the Soviet Union, you have to go back to the teachings of Tawhid. So this identity Imam Khomeini believes, can save the whole mankind. It's not just about Iranians or Arab people or Muslim people. No, it's about the humanity. Islamic Revolution does not say that in every place, in every corner of the world, you go and change the political system. It's not possible, and sometimes it's not permissible, okay? But Islamic Revolution says that I have an emblem, I have a flag, I have a slogan, and that is you have to support all the oppressed people all around the world. You have to do that. So if you live in UK or US, there are some oppressed people in US, in UK, in Palestine, and it's not just Palestine. Palestine is the symbol of oppression. The issue of Palestine is the symbol of oppression. But don't we have oppression in US? Don't we have oppression in UK? We have that. So we have to get involved and we have to be active in those areas too. But the first thing I think, you know, the message of Islamic Revolution in some countries is distorted somehow. Because, you know, because of propaganda, because they don't let us to speak, because every time we wanted to speak, they impose sanction upon us, okay? But we know that even as it was in your clip, beautiful clip, as leaders said that we had nothing, we had to maintain our aircrafts, we had nothing, we had to do something, okay? It's always like a blockade, an obstacle. So we have to remove those obstacles. These sessions like this, you know, we have to firstly awake all the Muslims, all the Shia people all around the world so they can feel and hear. You know, I heard some of brothers here, he said that I just get acquainted with the message of Islamic Revolution. Okay? So we know that many Muslims, many Shia people, even Shia people, they haven't heard about Islamic Revolution. So we have to promote this message, and then we have to do our duty, and that is to hold on with the mazloom, with the oppressed, and stand against the oppressor. Yes, different places, different criteria, different theories, of course.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
Rahi Karimun Azim Alimun Halim Hakimun Matin شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صل عليه.